I gulped down the wine, but my nerves were still all over the place. Something was telling me to abandon ship, but I didn't want to let Ben down. He had been looking forward to this for a long time, and I didn't want to be the one to thwart his dreams. I reached for a stronger liquid and found scotch. I poured myself a whole glass and gulped it down like water, allowing the liquid to burn my throat on its way down. "Hey, honey, if you're not okay with this, we can cancel. You don't have to do it," my husband said, but I didn't want to hear any of it. I needed to get out of my cocoon anyway. And what better way to do it than by trying something new? "I'm fine, babe. We're doing this," I said with a smile. On the inside, I was dying with the fear of the unknown. "You don't seem fine to me. I think that we've been pushing you too hard, and it's not fair because you're not comfortable with it," he replied. Part of me wanted to do it, but a larger part was hesitant. I was determined, though. I could feel the alcohol affecting me, and I knew that within a short time, I would be confident enough to go through with it. Donna had already arrived, and she was gorgeous. I wondered if Ben would ever look at me the same after the threesome. He was the one who chose her, and she looked nothing like me. Did that mean anything? The only thing that consoled me was the fact that she was an escort. Donna was Spanish, with beautiful honey skin and shiny black hair that swayed around her shoulders when she moved. We settled in the house and introduced ourselves a little. We then headed to the bedroom, where everything had been set up to our liking. It was quite awkward at first, and Donna noticed, so since she was a professional in these kinds of things, she knew what to do. She walked towards the stereo and played soft music on it, then walked to the switch and dimmed the lights. She then walked over to me. "We are going to get you out of this," she said as she pulled my robe off. I had loosened up a little, and I let her remove the robe. She was truly an expert, because the moment her hand made contact with my body, I felt calm. She was gentle, and everything she did was intentional. She made sure that she stared into my eyes as I took in the building pleasure, and the whole experience surprised me. I didn't know that I would ever be aroused by a woman. Donna went over to my husband, and once she was satisfied with what she had done to me, I sat down on the couch opposite the bed and watched as she took over my husband's body. He looked my way one more time, seeking consent from me, and when I nodded, he went ahead. She grabbed his head gently and kissed him lightly on the lips, and pushed him onto the bed. He was also in his robe, and Donna slowly and surely took it off. Once he was flat on the bed, I watched as she climbed on top of him and sat on his crotch as she kissed his lips and neck. For some reason, something that I thought would make me jealous was making me hot and aroused. Donna kept going and ran her hands all over his chest as she gave him compliments regarding his body. She then got off of him and focused her kissing on all the places she knew would push my husband to the edge. "Oh, baby, I love the way your body feels against my skin," she said, and noticed that his dick grew at that. I was taking a few notes here and there, and got to see exactly what my husband liked. He was still in his boxers, as I was in my panties. Donna took care of that in the most erotic way I had ever seen. At first, she licked him all over his body, As she switched it up with wet kisses, she slowly descended towards his crotch, where his manhood was semi-erect. She kissed it and took his fully clothed dick towards her mouth. She held the head in her lips and squeezed a little. Ben groaned in pleasure and wanted to hold her head there, but she stopped him. She then bit the boxers, making sure that her teeth grazed his bulge just a little. He groaned again as he held her head there, and his erection sprang free. He was fully aroused, and his stiffness stared at our faces, begging to be serviced. Donna then came over to me with a smile. "Join us. I promise that it'll be fun," she said, her dark brown eyes twinkling as she pulled me to my feet. She then held me there and began caressing me. It was a good feeling, but not close to what awaited me. She then held my face in her arms and looked directly into my eyes. It was intense, and I found myself lost in her eyes. She then connected our lips and kissed me. After a few seconds, I responded to the kiss, and that is how I joined them. We kissed deeply, and as time went by, I found myself touching her hair and everything else I could. She grabbed my boobs and massaged them, giving them the right pressure and attention. I was fully aware of the fact that my arousal had hit the roof, and there was no way I could back out of it, even if I wanted to. My pussy was pulsating, and I wanted more. I looked over at Ben, who was watching us and touching himself. He seemed to be enjoying the show, but something about him touching himself didn't sit well with me. I went over to him, cuffed his hands, and tied his legs to the bed. We then resumed making out. It tortured him, since he could not relieve himself. Donna, on the other hand, was skilled. Everything she did was amazing. I was now fully naked, and she took my nipples into her mouth. She then pushed me onto the bed as well and kissed me all over as she caressed me. I moaned as loud as I could as she took her fingers and began massaging my clit. No one had ever done it that well. I almost came, and she noticed, so she stopped. We switched tunes and went over to Ben, who was writhing in pleasure. Donna worked on his upper body as I worked on the lower. I had gained confidence and was doing things that I had no idea I would ever do. I took his penis in my lips and began pushing it in and out of my mouth. I looked over at Donna and noticed that she was almost sitting on his face. Then I realized that he was eating her out. It was the hottest thing I had ever experienced. I went back to working on his dick and balls. After a while, we switched positions. I kissed him and bit him all over, including his nipples. I never knew that he liked it that way. Things went on for a while, and I left them to continue while I fingered myself as I watched them. It was hot. After a while, I watched as Donna got close and began struggling. Then she fished out a dildo and began fucking herself with it. I followed suit and replaced it with Ben. I sat on his lap and caressed his inner thighs. I then pushed his legs wider and positioned my entrance to his erect dick. I could see it twitching, and I noticed that he was trying not to come. I sat on it and pushed it deeper into my pussy. I slid it in smoothly, and it hit a spot. I froze and took a moment to stabilize. My heart increased, and I could feel everything pulsating. Oh, fuck. This feels so good. I cried out, surprising myself. Ben was begging for control, and I was deliberately delaying it. I resumed what I was doing, and he increased his groaning. I could feel myself getting there, and the veins on his forehead showed that he was getting close as well. I uncuffed him and released his legs. The moment I did that, he changed positions, and we went doggy style. He held my wrist and ass in place and pounded into me as if his life depended on it. In the background, I could hear Donna reaching her orgasm, and within a short time, I got there as well. My eyes went black, and I could feel the pleasure hitting me from every corner. My body continued pulsating, and I could feel myself clenching around his dick, milking him dry. He slapped my ass and gave one last strike, then groaned and released himself into me. It took a while for him to finish, and by the time he was pulling out, some of it was trickling down my legs. We lay on the bed kissing and looking into each other's eyes. Donna had gotten up and gone to the bathroom to clean herself up. We stayed there, and I couldn't help but think that the threesome was something I would want again. It was something I hadn't been expecting. It definitely brought us closer to each other. If you enjoy this podcast, then please write an Apple review saying why you love it. We truly appreciate your support and the wonderful messages we receive from you. See you next time.